You gotta check your time there. It's exactly 1:30. How's your lunch going? I hope you're enjoying your lunch, aren't you? What a special lunch, yeah. On Mandela Day. Man, oh man. Who never thought the day will come? The day's here. The day's here, yeah, as I told you, man. Couple of you celebrating the birthdays. Some are born on this day. I told you, we'll get in touch with Nudes. Hello, Nudes. Nudes, yeah, celebrating a birthday on this day. She once received a letter from Mandela, the state president of South Africa then, yeah. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela wrote a letter, said, hey, happy birthday to you, Nudes. I hope you still have that letter, hey. I'd like to have a look at it. Take a selfie with that, yeah. On the line is a pleasure to welcome. Hello, Nudes.
Hello.
How you doing over there, Nudes?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Fantastic. Listen here. Before we go further, you and I need to agree about this.
Yes.
Can you be in a quieter place, please? Because you are a special someone.
Okay, I'm going to a quieter place.
There you go.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man. Thank you so, so, so very much.
What did your parents do to make you be born on this day? Did they knew this day was going to be so significant to the whole world?
I think they planned it, hey?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Well, they're great planners, aren't they? Where are your parents?
My parents have both passed on.
Oh, may their soul rest in eternity.
Thank you.
Listen, welcome once again, and thank you for sparing that moment to be with us on the radio this morning. Welcome to Board of M. My name is Maharaj. Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj, and thank you for having me on your station.
There you go. Listen, I check here. 1995, there you are. On the 18th of September, you joining the South African National Defense Force. Tell us exactly. Take us through to that journey, please.
I joined the SANDF in 1995 on the 18th of September.
Yeah.
Something very new to me. And I've had my brand new journey from the SANDF going to Cape Town for the first time in July 1996. It was my birthday.
Yeah.
And with a few friends and a colleague of mine that's all these also shares a birthday with me, and we had a fantastic time in Langebaan. We went down with the Flossie.
Oh yeah.
We flew down with the Flossie.
Yeah.
It was an experience of a lifetime. I was scared out of my wits.
My goodness and, gracious.
I actually wanted to emphasize here that the Flossie is not just a normal plane. It's a fighting plane where you get up on at the back of the plane.
Oh, I see.
And I'm now looking at this plane and watching where is the seats that we're going to sit on. I was so stunned, not knowing what is happening here. But in any case, then I realized, no, they've got the seats on the side of the plane.
Yeah.
And they're trying to explain to me not to be nervous, my colleague that I'm working with, and the seats was almost to the floor of the plane.
Oh,
and
no.
And there I was seat belted up. And then my first visit in Langebaan, oh, the wind and the cold. Oh, it was something so different to the weather that we experienced here in Pretoria.
Yeah.
I was cold and wet to my toes, but in any case, the reason for going to Langebaan was actually, it was the 21st birthday of 4th Special Forces Regiment, and it was going to be my very first function that I attended for the SANDF.
Oh, yeah.
And it was back spectacular.
No, the
and
most...
This was actually a function for the entire weekend.
Yeah.
And I was chosen by the GOC of Special Forces at that time to attend the function.
Oh, yeah,
and
nice.
And also, in 1995, that there was a scarcity of race.
Oh, yeah.
So myself and my sister were the only Indians working at Army HQ. At that time,
it was that time when you were moved, transferred up to a DPM furniture removal, something like that.
Yes, I started in 1995. In 1996, I went over to Special Forces.
Yeah,
that was after I started at the registry and then to DPM, and then when Special Forces heard, no, but there is an Indian lady that they can. A corner to come to them, I was immediately transferred to Special Forces. And that is where my career started in the SANDF.
I get you. Now tell me, this is the most interesting part here of our conversation that is to follow now. There you are, celebrating your birthday. All of a sudden you receive a letter from Nelson Mandela. How did you feel about that? How did he know that you were celebrating your birthday?
Okay, Nelson Mandela put out a notice asking people to send in the date of birth, so especially the people that share a birthday with him.
Oh, yeah?
So I forwarded my birthday and my name and all my details. And in 1996, that is why it was so special to me, I received a presidential letterhead from President Nelson Mandela wishing me a very happy birthday. Oh, and I must tell you, it was such a great feeling.
Because
I share now a birthday with not only the first black president of the country, but also a worldwide renowned icon. And to me, ever since that day, my birthday has become so, so, so special. And I must tell you, the people, friends, family, colleagues, acquaintances.
So now tell me,
without fail, my birthday is very, very special.
Special, yeah. Now, news, tell me, where is that letter? Do you still have it?
Man, you know what? I was actually trying to think.
No, no.
I actually moved from one residence to another. So I'll just have to check for that letter. I'll send it to Makhulini if I find it.
Listen, please, 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 if I were you, you know what I would do? If I was you,
I was actually thinking of framing.
I was going to take that letter, frame it, and make sure that you keep that for your generations, and generations to come. Who knows? After 30 years.
No, I must tell you that I kept it very safe for many, many years. I must just go and look for it.
Please don't disappoint me. I want to get that letter and have a look on it. I want to take a selfie on that one.
Yes, okay, I'll do that, especially just for you. Ah. Just for the fact that you called me to wish me happy birthday.
Once again, a couple of years later, we wake up and we wake up on this sad news that Nelson Mandela passed away. How did you feel about that?
Oh, man, it was not only for me. It was the entire world that was in sorrow with the passing of President Nelson Mandela.
Now I hear you.
It was a sad moment for the entire world.
Yeah. And now tell me, on your way back home there, you received the news that Ruby, Beth, Gerald, tell us there more. Renee as well passed away. What happened there?
Okay, what I basically wanted to say is that life is so short and we need to embrace each other.
Yeah.
In 40 years ago, we were still very young when we experienced the trip to Cape Town and we've had an enjoyment of a weekend and we spent it with the colleagues that we worked with at that time. And in this time, these people have passed away.
Oh, no.
And it's not a very nice thing because you've come on so many years with these people and then you lose them somewhere along the way. And Renee was in fact younger than me. So, and it's like not people that were sick. They just passed away of sudden deaths. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it was a terrible feeling.
Listen,
Andre and I, we are celebrating our birthdays today. He wished me after six this morning and I wished him.
Yeah.
And we still will wish each other until the end of time.
Sure. Now tell me, where are you based right now?
Okay, I worked for JSB Garrison in Tabatshwane in Pretoria.
Yeah. Okay, and how many kids do you have? Are they proud of mommy that mommy is celebrating the day on this momentous day?
Let me rather tell you how many grandkids I have. I have five grandkids. I am 59.
Look at your picture there. You look 35.
Thank you so much for the compliment.
No, you look younger than your age. Yeah. Now, listen. As a radio station here, we say happy, 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 happy birthday. Please look for that letter. Yeah.
And thank you to the entire Poors FM. I want to say thank you very, very, very much. I also want to mention to you people that I am part of the management of the Marabi Reunion Group.
Oh, yeah.
We will be hosting the Marabi Reunion in Lodium. You people must please come. You are invited to attend the reunion and we would love to have you people and spoil you for the day.
Fantastic. I'll be the first one to arrive. If you open at 6, I'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Amen. There you are. And once again, thank you so much for hosting me on your show.
As from now onward, I'm changing your surname. You are Nudes Mandela.
Amen. There you have it.
Listen, there is a nice song coming for you. You better listen to the radio now. It's by Brenda Farsi. It says, My Black President.
Okay. Thank you so much, eh?
Have yourself a sterling day, Fed, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care, right? Yeah, man.